भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 2
Dharma prochita kaitavo cha paramo nirvatsaranam satam
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirvatsaranam satam
Vejam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapa Vejam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapa trayon mulanam
Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimba parair isharaha
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parair isharaha
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti bhi shushu shubhi takshanat
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate kriti bhi
Dharma prochita kaitavo cha paramo nirmat saranam satam
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam
Vejam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapa trayon mulanam
Vejam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapa trayon mulanam
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimba parair isharaha
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parair isharaha
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti bhi Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti bhi Shushu shubhi stakshanat
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti shushu Dharma prochita kaitavo cha paramo nirmat saranam satam
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam
Vejam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapo trayom mulanam
Vejam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapo trayom mulanam
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimba parair isharaha
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti bhi shushu shubhi stakshanat
Sadhyo vidyava rujyate trakriti bhi shushu shubhi stakshanat
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam
Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam
Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parakishvaraha
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parakishvaraha
Sadhyo hridya varudyate kriti bhikshu shushu bistatkshana
Sadhyo hridya varudyate kriti bhikshu shushu bistatkshana
Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam
Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam
Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimva parair isharaha
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krute kimva parair isharaha
Sadhyo hridyavardhyate prakriti bhi shushu shubhi bistakshanat
Sadhyo hridyavardhyate prakriti
Vasavamatravasu Shivanam Tava Trayon Gulanam Shiva Bhagavate Mahamuni Kripaya Kimbhavarayishvara
Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated. This Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. We read yesterday, we're on page 55, as long as the living entity is trying to master material nature, there is no possibility of his becoming a servant of the Supreme. Service to the Lord is rendered in pure consciousness of one's spiritual identity. By service, one is immediately freed from material encumbrances. Over and above this, Srimad Bhagavatam is a personal commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Sri Vyasadeva. It was written in the maturity of his spiritual life through the mercy of Narada. Sri Vyasadeva is the authorized incarnation of Narayan, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no question as to his authority. He is the author of all other Vedic literatures, yet he recommends the study of Srimad Bhagavatam above all others. In other Puranas, there are different methods set forth by which one can worship the demigods. But in the Bhagavatam, only the Supreme Lord is mentioned. The Supreme Lord is the total body, and the demigods are the different parts of that body. Consequently, by worshiping the Supreme Lord, one does not need to worship any demigods. The Supreme Lord becomes fixed in the heart of the devotee immediately. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended the Srimad Bhagavatam as the spotless Purana and distinguishes it from all other Puranas. Om Gyan Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagranat Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shabadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Dodita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Koruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanu Sujaya Devi Pranamamini Muni Priye Vanchako Pitarubhyascha Kripasintobhyayenavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikate. The Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Mahamuni Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Krishna for compiling the Vedic knowledge. Of all the sages, Vyasadeva is very prominent in Bhagavad Gita, Muni Namapyaham Vyasa. Krishna says among the sages, I'm Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedas, the author of the Puranas, the author of Vedanta Sutra, a highly learned treatise. And yet, after compiling all of this Vedic literature, he was still feeling some dissatisfaction. And as he was wondering why, despite all of his spiritual practices and despite having written so much valuable literature, he was still dissatisfied, Narad Muni appeared on the scene and advised him, how do you expect to be satisfied? You've written all of these books, but you haven't focused on Krishna. So you've sometimes worshipped, recommended demigod worship, you've sometimes recommended other fruitive activities, sometimes karmakanda, sometimes gyanakanda, but you haven't focused on Krishna. Rather, all of your books are, they agitate the mind. Someone's thinking, oh, I could enjoy going to the heavenly planets. Oh, I could cultivate knowledge and merge with the Supreme. So your writings will just serve to agitate people's minds the way wind rocks a boat on the water. And now you should write exclusively about Krishna. So that book of Krishna Katha, which Vyasadeva wrote in his maturity on the direct advice of Narada, is this Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Srimad Bhagavatam as the spotless Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamana, Rav Vaishnava Mahaprabhu. So it's very dear to the devotees. And kim ba paraya, what need is there of any other book? Simply from Srimad Bhagavatam, we can get everything. Krishna is everything, and this Srimad Bhagavatam focuses on the science of Krishna. So what need is there? Kim ba paraya. Why should we need any other book when Srimad Bhagavatam is there? Srimad Bhagavatam in itself is sufficient. Of course, Bhagavad Gita is there as the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have written so many books, but practically speaking, they're all expositions on Srimad Bhagavatam. They're all, they all explore the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in different ways, or elaborate on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva says, Kimba Parai, what need is there? Yes.
Kim va prayishu. The in other scriptures, there's emphasis on karma, there's emphasis on gyan, there's emphasis on mundane morality and philanthropy and so many other topics. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma is presented, the science of Krishna and our relationship with Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in all the Vedic literature, really there are only three topics. How to revive our relationship with Krishna, how to act in that relationship, and how to revive our love for Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam focuses on these topics directly. Other Vedic literature is meant indirectly to bring one to that point, but Bhagavatam focuses directly. And therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless book of Vedic knowledge, in which other things are kicked out. Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion, religion in which the focus is mundane religious principles for the sake of economic development, sense and sense gratification, or finally liberation. This Kaitava Dharma is kicked out in Srimad Bhagavatam. When you kick out the impure things, then you're left with the pure things. When you have rice, you, of course, here you buy it all fixed up. But otherwise, when you buy rice, first you have to pick out the stones, then you have just the rice. Or when you have the wheat, you have to get rid of the chaff, then you finally just have the wheat. Or in our experience, you have water, you have to filter it, and then you get rid of all the junk that's in the water, and then you have pure water. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, the unwanted things, dharmartha kama moksha, are kicked out, and the pure Bhagavad Dharma is presented. The proper method for receiving this transcendental message is to hear it submissively. A challenging attitude cannot help one realize this transcendental message. One particular word is used herein for proper guidance. This is shru-shru-shru. One must be anxious to hear this transcendental message. Desire to hear sincerely is the first qualification. Shru-shru-shru. Shushushu Shradhana Syabasudeva Katarujiya Syamat Sevayaju Punyatirtha Nisheva Shushushu. The Shushushu means hearing Sushushu, hearing nicely. Su means nicely, properly, submissively. In many places, it's recommended that one has to hear submissively from the authority. Then hearing will be effective. To approach the authority and challenge and show your stuff, show how much you know, will not be useful. To approach in a challenging mood will not be at all helpful. If we want to learn, we have to be submissive. Yes, we have to be submissive. Then, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, one has to surrender and inquire submissively. As Arjuna inquired submissively from Krishna. As long as they were talking as friends, the talks were not very productive. It was only when Arjuna became submissive and inquired in that way from Krishna that Krishna enlightened him with transcendental knowledge. So, sushrushu, shradhanasya, with faith in the speaker. If you don't have faith in the speaker, why listen to it? If you don't think that the person can give knowledge, then why approach him for knowledge? So, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami because he had confidence that Sukadeva Goswami is the right person from whom to hear. The sages inquired from Shonak Rishi because they had confidence that he was the right person from whom to hear. So we have to hear in that way. The speaker must be qualified, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. He has to come in the parampara system, and he has to have firm faith in Krishna. And the student must be qualified also by being submissively eager to hear. Then the process will be effective. This is what Srila Prabhupada called submissive oral reception. It's a process of receiving. One simply has to receive the transcendental message, but one has to be qualified to receive. Less fortunate persons are not at all interested in hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam. The process is simple, but the application is difficult. Memorable line. The process is simple, but the application is difficult. Unfortunate people find enough time to hear idle social and political conversations, but when invited to attend a meeting of devotees to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, they suddenly become reluctant. Sometimes professional readers of the Bhagavatam immediately plunge into the confidential topics of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which they seemingly interpret as sex literature. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to be heard from the beginning. Those who are fit to assimilate this work are mentioned in this shloka. One becomes qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam after many pious deeds. The intelligent person, with thoughtful discretion, can be assured by the great sage Vyasadeva that he can realize the Supreme Personality directly by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Without undergoing the different stages of realization set forth in the Vedas, one can be lifted immediately to the position of Paramahansa simply by agreeing to receive the message. So, kritipi. Kriti means one who's performed pious activities. Chatur vidah pajante mam jana sukritinarjana. The two kinds of men are discussed in Bhagavad Gita, sukriti and duskriti. The person who's performed pious activities and the person who performs sinful activities. Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarma te dvandvamo anirmukta vajante ma jitha vita. One should become free from sinful activities. The persons who are unfortunate, one creates one's own misfortune by sinful activities. And one who gives up sinful activities becomes fortunate. So the unfortunate persons are not interested. Dina pashugna, nivritta tarshaya rupa giyam ana, pavosadat shrota manogiram, ka uttama shloka gunanavada, kuman virajyeta, Vidaha-pishudna. Those who are freed from material thirst for sense gratification will appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam. Nivritta-tayashaya-rupa-gīma. Bhavosana, it's actually the medicine, the remedy for the disease of conditioned life and repeated birth and death. And it's very pleasing, both to the ear and to the heart. The message is relishable. Ka uttama shloka gunanabhada. Who is there that would not be interested in hearing these transcendental glories of Krishna composed in beautifully devised verses, uttama shloka, transcendental verses, full of the qualities, pastimes, form, name, all described of Krishna. Puman virajyeta, who could give up such activities? Who could refuse to hear such activities? Except Pashubna, a person who's an animal killer, or a person who's killing himself. Pashudna means one who's an animal killer or a person who's killing himself. Well, everyone else will naturally be interested. For the animal killers, it's difficult. Their animal killing is so sinful. Or a person killing himself by too much addiction to fruitive activities or mental speculation. But a fortunate person will be very much interested in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Or even the unfortunate can become fortunate by the mercy of a devotee and become prithivi, fortunate. People, unfortunately, are more interested in hearing rubbish. Or they're interested in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam when they think that Srimad Bhagavatam is something like the rubbish they like to hear. If this is a story about mundane sex life, about some romantic dealings between young boy and young girls, then they might be interested, but otherwise not. Of course, they may even be fortunate. All right, it's about a young boy and some young girls. Even if they hear with that motive, still gradually, because it's Krishna, they'll become purified. But the topics should be administered by an expert person. If the interest of the speaker is simply to make money or to gratify the audience, then it won't be effective. The interest of the hearer may be, I've heard there's something about young boys and girls here. But if the speaker is qualified, he'll present the subject matter in such a way that the person interested in hearing will gradually become purified. Like Prabhupada is presenting Krishna book. So someone may be attracted that on the cover there's a young boy and young girl, and they may have heard that Krishna is a romantic character. But when they read the presentation given by Srila Prabhupada, it's given in such a way that their hearts will be purified. So one should hear from such an expert devotee, and not from the person who's simply interested in earning a livelihood, or a person who thinks that these are just something performed, some mythological activities, or something performed by the absolute truth, contaminated by the material energy. One should understand properly from a pure devotee. And then the result will be there, that Sajyo Vidya Virujite, the Tatkshanat, that the personality of Godhead will become established within the heart of Virujite. He'll become manifest within the heart. Sajya means very quickly, yes? Sajya and Tatkshana. It's emphasized. Sajya means right away. And Tatkshana means immediately. At that moment. So twice it's said, quickly, quickly. Sajya Tatkshana. Very quickly. One will become self-realized. Avarujya, Ishvara Avarujyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, will become manifest within the heart of the person who hears this message properly, Shushushubhi, who hears very nicely from the right source. Sajyo Hridi Avarujyate. Krishna is already there within the heart of every living being. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridye Sherjanatishtati. But when we hear from the pure devotee, the heart is cleansed, and then Krishna is revealed. He's already there. But Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Paryeva, when we hear nicely, then Krishna, Shushushubhi, by this culture of knowledge. Culture of knowledge means this process of hearing submissively from the pure devotee of Krishna. This is the real way to cultivate knowledge. Shushushubhi. Then Krishna becomes manifest within the heart and one's life becomes successful. All right, some questions?
Maharaj, it says that without undergoing the different stages of realization set forth in Vedas.
You don't have to go under. What does it mean that you don't have to undergo these different processes mentioned in the Vedas? You don't have to perform big sacrifices or undergo severe tapasya or do a lot of pious works or undergo long training in mental speculative methods. One simply has to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam and take directly to the process of devotional service. Then all the results, what is that? Vedeshu yogyeshu tapasyu chayava daneshu yat punya palam pradishtam adyeti tat sarva vidam vidutva yogi pramsthan upaiti chaja. One doesn't have to undergo long courses of Vedic study, Vedeshu. And Yogyeshu, one doesn't have to undergo all sorts of sacrifices, Agnihotra Yagya. There's some organization, they're pushing that you should do Agnihotra Yagya every day. Their Agnihotra Yagya is like a little, you light a little ghee lamp and you chant some mantras. Actual Agnihotra Yagya is a huge sacrifice with so many qualified Brahmins and so much charity given and so many things. But they want you to do a little Agnihotra Yagya, light up a lamp and chant a few mantras. That will not be effective. And even the great Agnihotra Yagya or other Yagyas will not be effective. So Yagyeshu, this mantra, this Yagya, that Yagya, havans and all of that, that will not have much effect. Daneshu, giving charity, making a lot of money. Now things are so bad, no one can give charity, everyone's keeping their money. But even if you're generous and you give such money, that money, that charity, will only slowly purify the heart. There's so many big, big charitable men, but their hearts remain contaminated. Because the process of charity, although it's purifying, Pavanani Manishinam, yajna dana tapa chaiva padana nishana. Sacrifice, charity, austerity. These are purifying for everyone, but they purify very slowly. Yagyeshu, vedeshu, yagyeshu, tapashu, severe austerity, or even not so severe austerity. And again, purifies very slowly. But whatever benefits one might get, whatever pious results one might get by all these methods, one at once gets by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a pure devotee. Adyeti, one surpasses whatever benefits one might get by those activities simply by the devotional service of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Something else?
I have two questions, now I have three. Just about the charity and hearing. Okay, what about when you give charity to devotees, you give charity to the temple?
Even charity, that will act very slowly. It's good someone's giving charity to devotees, charity to the temple. That's all right. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you can't follow the regular principles, give charity, work for me. Work for me. So that's good. But not as good as directly following the method of hearing and chanting. If you don't have the patience to regularly hear and chant, and give your money or do some work for Krishna. But better is to hear and chant regularly, follow the principles.
That was the third one that I didn't have before. My first two other questions. But you mentioned about, I kind of think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Excuse me?
I think I know the answer, but you can elaborate on it and anyone else can also understand. But about good fortune and you said by pious activities you create good fortune, and also Prabhupada said I created your good fortune. So explain a little elaborate on that.
Yeah, our tendency is to be unfortunate, or our position is that we're unfortunate, but the devotee tries to make one fortunate. In progressive civilization, people are accustomed to performing pious activities by which to become fortunate. They're trained to give charity, to perform sacrifices and austerities, to, in various ways, engage in religious activities by which they become pious. But especially in Kali Yuga, people are by nature contaminated and not very much inclined to pious activities, rather sinful activities, gambling, intoxication, meeting, illicit sex. But if they come in touch with a pure devotee, then they can become purified. Shujanti tasmaya purvishnave. They can become purified and become give up intoxication, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex, and perform activities that are purifying, pious. Punya Shravana Kirtan.
Just I'm getting more and more questions here, but you mentioned how hearing Srimad Bhagavatam would be better than giving in charity to the temple authorities. But isn't any of these, aren't these activities all absolute?
There may be all absolute, but some activities will be. The absolute means all right, they'll all be good, but some of them will be more effective. Just like everything is medicine, but some medicines will act more effectively. If we have people that are coming to the temple, we encourage them, give your contributions. But if we just keep them in that position, that you're giving money, everything's all right, that's not very good.
Of course.
They should come to understand. Of course, some people, that's all they'll do is give money. So then, all right, give your money. But as far as possible, we encourage people that don't simply give your money. But we want your life. We want your life, not just your money. So how is that? You hear, just hear this message of Bhagavata and chant Hare Krishna. Take up this method. Not that you just remain a donor. That was Prabhupada's idea, the life membership program. It wasn't simply for taking money. But in exchange for the money, you get books and you get the opportunity to associate with devotees and take up the methods of devotional service. It's not just business that we get your money and you gave some money and now everything is finished.
Okay, so now we're in the temple, we're surrendered in the temple, and there's some service to be done, but I want to chant, I don't really want to do this other service. But it's all absolute, or is it not absolute? The chanting is better, so I should...
Everything is absolute. Still, sometimes, as managers, we just want to engage people in working. And if someone wants to chant Hare Krishna or read Srimad Bhagavatam, we think, this is Maya. This is Maya. But no, our business is to read Srimad Bhagavatam, understand Srimad Bhagavatam, chant Hare Krishna. Of course, there are not many men who can sit and read Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. So if we say, yes, your engagement is spend all day reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they'll spend 10 minutes reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and immediately, after some short time, their minds will be distracted and they'll either waste time or they'll waste time or get in trouble. So then better to be engaged in some practical activities. But those who have a tendency, who are willing to hear, then there should be programs for them where they can study, where they can read, where they can become expert in understanding the literature and doing practical service also. So one has to see how to, the expert spiritual master has to see, spiritual leaders have to see how to engage everyone according to what they can do and what needs to be done so that there's practical spiritual advancement. It's not that we just have worker bees, that our movement is meant for creating worker bees who never understand the philosophy, who never really develop a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, who aren't really interested in hearing and chanting about Krishna. They just think that work is everything. Work is worship. We simply work. Nor should they think that work is Maya, that hearing and chanting is Krishna consciousness and practical activity is simply karma kanda engagement. It's simply some inferior program. To work to carry out the desire or order of the spiritual master is transcendental activity, and that's as good as kirtan, especially when there's desire of the spiritual master is to distribute transcendental literature or preach Krishna consciousness. That's also kirtan, and activities in support of that are also on the transcendental platform. So the keeping the accounts, everything, that's also spiritual. So one has to understand things properly, and one should be suitably engaged so that he can make advancement in devotional service to Krishna. Okay?
That's okay. I see. I mean, I don't see too many people today that are just interested in doing
also see too many people who are just interested in hearing and chanting. In fact, we don't see too many people at all.
Right. Well, I see more people who are either, you know, interested in just doing a little of each. That I see a lot of people doing that. But I do see more, some, well, in certain places anyway, where devotees, they just want to hear and chant. And
that's wonderful. If we can find some places where people just want to hear and chant.
And not do anything else.
And not do anything else, that's wonderful. If they would really just hear and chant and not do anything else. But where do we actually find that? Maybe we find people who want to hear and chant for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and then sleep. But if we actually found people who just wanted to hear and chant, that's wonderful.
Right. Yeah, that's true. The Prabhupada also said, do the needful.
Yeah. That's that also. So, do the needful, that's also needful. Hearing and chanting is needful. And practical service is needful. So, if we neglect either one, then that's not good.
Okay, my other question, first question I actually had. But in the Bhagavatam, only the Supreme Lord is mentioned. I don't remember offhand what chapters, but I remember...
I was wondering about that too. There's lots of places where other people are mentioned, sometimes extensively.
Yeah.
But I suppose that Prabhupada intends to say that the focus of attention is Krishna. And anyone else who's mentioned is simply mentioned in relationship to Krishna. In Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill, so Indra is certainly mentioned. But he's mentioned in relationship to Krishna. Krishna is the focus, and Indra's presence is simply relative.
That one is a lot clearer, but there's others that I remember meeting, thinking, what does this have to do with Krishna? I mean, I'm sure somehow it does.
Yeah, somehow it's all related to Krishna. Even Krishna and Krishna's energies. So even when the demigods are presented or something, suppose in the fifth canto of geography is, or cosmology is presented. So it's presented so that we can understand Krishna's energy and in this way properly understand Krishna. How to get the mercy of a pure devotee? By service. Hearing is also service. And there are other kinds of service. Pranipatena sevaya. Okay. Yes.
Bihari Prabhu's question reminded me interesting part in Shankaracharya.
Just say the same thing
louder. Okay. Bihari Prabhu's question reminded me interesting part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada explains two kinds of sukriti, and he speaks about karma mukhi sukriti and bhakti mukhi sukriti, like we described it. And he's actually explaining that you may perform different kinds of sukriti, like digging wells, giving charity, doing observing different sacred vows, and so on. But if you don't get mercy of pure devotee, and you cannot really receive the seat of devotional service.
Yeah. Good.
It seemed to me like very interesting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, we can end here. Tonight we have a program, isn't it?
Yes.